You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, you're getting the benefit. I speak at all these conferences all the time about all kinds of different things, and today I'm doing it for you. So we talked about Fort Lauderdale, which is the poppin' happening place in South Florida. As much as you think it's Brickell and downtown and Edgewater, those were early in the cycle. Right now, Fort Lauderdale's on fire. It's got the benefit of enormous and fabulous job growth, real job growth. The people are moving out of the western part suburbs. They're moving into the downtown to be close to their jobs. It's just incredible. You can hear all the great interviews on the website. We'll have them up probably today or tomorrow. And I've done a bunch of deals in downtown Fort Lauderdale, put together land, put together financing, put together joint venture equity, did all my good little tricks up in downtown Fort Lauderdale. And of course, I could do them for you if you give me a call at 305-773-6300 or send me an email, Jim at Freed on Business. Wanda, we've been going through all kinds of different things. I know you listen to a lot of this stuff and you have some questions. What about another one?
What about office buildings?
Well, Norm talked about office buildings. Office buildings are going to come. They're building them now in Coconut Grove. In fact, beautiful office buildings. If you want to go and have a great office, Coconut Grove right next to Green Street, they got some great stuff going on over there. Norm talked about Stiles' new office building in downtown Fort Lauderdale. What else you're seeing out in the suburbs? A lot of suburban retrofitting. I've seen some other deals. I want to give a high five to office building. That's right. High five. There you go. High five to the office building developers that I see building up on the Palmetto. That's Duke. That's my friends up at Duke are building over there. And of course, you've got the Godina folks building stuff everywhere. And it's just really, really cool. There'll be more office buildings going in as people can find them. In Wynwood, you got them going up in Wynwood. And what do they have in common? They have in common that they're near where people want to live. And where when people want to shop, these are vertically integrated little areas now. People don't want to go from place to place, and soon you'll be able to take the train from the big cities to each other, and in a little while, you'll be getting multiple stops. I call it like the Long Island Railroad. I've already got people locating sites and negotiating with the train to get them to stop there. Soon, it's going to happen. It's going to be the most incredible change that you've seen in South Florida, and everybody should position themselves to take advantage of that. How do you do that? Well, give me a call and I'll help you.
What's the number?
Oh, it's 305-773-6300. You can email me, Jim at Freed on Business. So we talked office, we talked condo, we talked retail, we talked storage, industrial. They always say industrial is the new retail, and we can talk about last mile delivery. But Amazon and all the other big retailers are trying to find spaces close to where you live so they can get it in the truck and get it to you. That's going to be the biggest problem, is how they're going to be able to live up to their promise. Because let's say that Amazon has a facility up by the Big Bend up in Miami Gardens, and they want Opa-locka up in that area by Opa-locka Airport. Let's say that that's where their facility is for fulfillment. Let's say that their promise is to get it to you in an hour. Let's say they've got a whole lot of people that want something that day in the same area, and I-95 gets shut down with the truck on it. How are they going to deal with that? Right. So there's all, I guess, with a drone.
I saw that face.
Yeah, I know. Drone is the answer. And so, but it'll be real interesting to see how all that rolls out. But there's all kinds of industrial stuff. There's all kinds of special use stuff. People are showing me these new facilities for recreation. I don't want to talk about them because I got to sign confidentialities. But recreation and entertainment is what's changing the retail deal. The 555 deal out by the county line that they're trying to do. The world's largest entertainment and retail. Shout out to my good friend Edgar Jones spearheading that along with the folks at the Graham Companies. It'll be real interesting to see what they do and how their deal evolves. Probably going to have more entertainment and more things to do. So it's going to be a real interesting thing to see how everything kind of rolls out. But it all rotates on how we're going to deal with transportation and getting around and reducing everybody's daily stress. And, you know, I want to kind of fixate on that a little bit. Everybody's out there. You're in traffic. It's kind of sunny today, so it's real hot out there. And you got to kind of stay calm. I've been practicing this. It's not real easy, but when somebody cuts you off or whatever, maybe they're on the phone, maybe they're not paying attention, don't take it out on them. Give yourself a break.
Yeah.
That's right. Give yourself a break. Be gentle to yourself.
Take a deep breath.
Two deep breaths from
Three.
The bottom of your stomach.
Yeah.
Tell them, make believe it. I make believe it's my mom. I make believe it's my mom. And when I pull up, sometimes it is my mom. Not really, but I'm just saying. And so you got to just kind of let it go. If you're sweating the small stuff, just imagine what the big stuff is going to do. And I kind of like that to end the show today.